This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. What is the pre-show? It is this half hour before 6 o'clock. That's just for you guys that are up early with us. We appreciate you, and this show is just for you. Thank you for calling and checking in on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400. We have Rick, Diana, and Sarah checking in this morning. So is Melissa and Francis. Kate and Bug are kind of awake and checking in, they say. Joyce is checking in. Perla, Turtle and Boople, Miss Kit Kat, Sandel, Zach, Rudy, Ms. Venzer, Jim in Michigan saying good morning. Deborah, Fern, Cujo, Jessica, Kirkland, Maria is checking in this morning. Thank you guys so much. So is Nelsie. And then on Twitter, at Mercedes in the AM, we have Mike, we have Michelle, we have DJ, all listening. So thank you for that, and good morning.
Morning. How's it going over there? How are we doing?
Yeah, doing good this morning. It's I have not had the greatest luck with sleeping lately. I don't know what it is. I just haven't been getting really good sleep, and last night was like the first night in a long time that I just slept so solid. It was like to the point this morning where I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, where am I? Like it was so good. And I was, I don't know what is going on with my sleep pattern. It is so messed up right now. I think the weekends throw up off my whole pattern, and it's just been messing me up lately. But I'm feeling good this morning. How are you doing?
Good. I'm calling it right now. It's official. I lost my wallet.
Oh, no.
This is the second time in the past year that I lost my wallet. And I realized it yesterday after the show. I was doing a couple things, and I didn't have it on me in my bag. So I'm thinking maybe I left it at the house. Get to the house, can't find it. Kind of retrace your steps, go through my gym bag. It's not there. I called the last store I was at. They didn't have it. And then I start having hope of like, oh, well, maybe it's at the radio station. Maybe it fell out. And so here I am this morning. I looked. It's not here. So I'm calling it. It's official. I lost my wallet.
That really stinks. So you have to cancel all your credit cards and all that stuff?
Yeah, I think losing your wallet, it does stink. But it's not as bad as maybe 10 years ago or so. Because the first thing I did when I noticed I couldn't find it was I just jumped on my credit cards. And you can freeze your credit cards.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is great. Turn everything off. And then if you find it, you just hit the button again and turn them back on. So everything was frozen yesterday. So I don't have to worry about charges. And then I realized this last year when I lost my wallet, it's pretty easy to get a replacement ID. It costs you like $20-25, but you just jump onto the DMV's website and they just do a reprint and they can like express it to your house and get it to you within a couple days.
That's nice. I mean, obviously they've made it convenient for you. My concern would be like someone having all my information,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that does suck. I'm really sorry. That's got to be nerve wracking. There's a device that a friend of mine's husband, he loses his wallet all the time. So they got him this thing, and it's like a little, for lack of a better term, like a chip, mm-hmm, thing. I forget the name of it. I'll get the name of it for you. And he literally just puts it in his wallet, like behind his ID. And so it doesn't really weigh anything. And so whenever he loses his wallet, you can go on the app and it'll show you exactly where your wallet is, whether it's miles away or in another room. So if you put one of these things, it's like a tracker. It's like a Find My Phone, except it goes in your wallet. And that way you can figure out where you left it.
It's thin because my wife has one of those, but it's almost like a luggage tag size. It's maybe the size of a coin. It's bigger, so it wouldn't fit in a wallet. And she has it on some of her horse equipment. So when she travels to her horse shows, she can track to see where it is or where her stuff is when it's going to California. It's a little bit thinner, though, so you can slide it actually into your wallet. It's
brilliant.
Yeah,
it's as thin as like a credit card, really. It goes, she says, we have to put it, I forget what she said. She put it, I think she said behind the ID or his ID. And it's happened a couple times where he's actually lost it and they tracked it down. And one time she said it was at a restaurant, I remember. I can't remember where she said it was the other time, but she said it was just the best thing. I'll get the name of it for you. Or if anyone knows, it's like, maybe it's like the chip or something like that. I don't know, but maybe that's something you want to invest in next go round.
No, seriously. The only downside is, so last year I lost my wallet and it was the wallet itself was old. And for my birthday last year, my wife got me a really nice wallet. So that is the downside, is that I did lose the physical wallet itself. But at some point yesterday, or 2 days ago, I had my wallet. I went to put it in my pocket, and did it just fall on the ground? And I didn't hear it fall. I didn't feel it not go in my pocket. It's just kind of weird how you lose your wallets.
I'm surprised that you haven't heard from someone who found it. If I found someone's wallet, I would do whatever I could to track that person down.
There is still a window of hope, because I did call. The last place I went shopping at was at downtown Summerlin. The store didn't have it. I called downtown Summerlin, lost and found. They didn't have it. I'll try them again today. And then there is hope that, is it true that if you take a wallet and you throw it in the mailbox, does it automatically show up to the person's ID? Or do you have to put it in an envelope? Or there's hope that
I've never heard that before, but I don't know. Luckily, knock on wood, I have not lost my wallet yet. I say yet because, I'm sure I'm going to do
There's still time.
Like
there's still time. Yeah, I think there's probably more to it than just taking a wallet and throwing it in a mailbox and hoping it gets delivered to the person's house.
Yeah, that would be interesting if it did wind up there.
Right?
That really sucks. I am so sorry. If anyone finds JC's wallet, please return it to, just throw it in a mailbox. It'll get to him.
Eventually it'll get to my house.
It's called The Tile. Thank you, people who messaged me. It is The Tile. That's exactly what it was called. I forgot the name. Fits in your wallet. Tile.
That's what my wife has. Now they have thinner ones. It's an amazing app. It's a really, really cool thing. I didn't realize they had thinner ones. I'm going to get me a Tile.
Yeah, that way you don't have to go through this again. It's just, it'll save you a lot of time and a lot of headache, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, let's start the show this morning. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Here With Me by Dido? Let's see, Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring. Or do you want to hear Creep by TLC? Those are your choices. You can vote on our Facebook page. You can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM, or you can text or call us at 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Chris Pratt is trending this morning. So, poor Chris Pratt, first of all. What the heck? This guy, he's just, living his life, and then all of a sudden, the internet is coming after him. The age-old debate was revived over the weekend when producer Amy Berg asked fans to pick the best of the Hollywood Chrises. She wrote, "One has to go," and she posted pictures of Chris Evans, Chris Pine, Chris Hemsworth, and Chris Pratt. Well, Pratt quickly became the target for many and was dubbed the worst of the Chrises by the internet. But that did not stand with some of his fellow Avengers. Coming to Star-Lord's defense was the Hulk and Iron Man. Mark Ruffalo, he tweeted, "You all, Chris Pratt is as solid as a man there is." And Robert Downey Jr. wrote, "What a world. The sinless are casting stones at my brother Chris Pratt. A real Christian who lives by principle has never demonstrated anything but positivity and gratitude." Now, the reason they were going after him, and I guess his political views started coming into it, and the view is that he has no views. Apparently, he has said that he could never really relate to either of the major parties, and that didn't sit well with a lot of people. So that's why they started attacking him personally on that. His wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, even chimed in saying, "Being mean is so yesterday. There's enough room to love all these guys." And she has a point. Just for the For the record, Chris Pratt's my favorite of those Chrises. I love Chris Pratt.
I thought, when I first heard about this, I thought it was like a tongue-in-cheek thing. You're ranking the Chrises. We all know the Chrises.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Chris? And there's going to be, if you're ranking the Chrises, there's going to be a lower Chris. I didn't realize there was so much hate being thrown the guy's way.
Yeah.
At the same time, Chris Kattan is like, hey, what about me?
Yeah, you're never going to be in there, but there's no hate sent your way. We still love you, Chris Kattan.
Yes, just, Chris Kattan.
We're talking like in the superhero universe.
Yes,
basically,
yes. So who'd you rank on the top then? And this is a fun ranking. We're not like hating on someone.
Well, I do love. I like Chris Pratt number one. Chris Hemsworth would go number two for me. Chris Evans would be number three, and then Chris Pine would be number four for me.
So I'll go Hemsworth, Pratt, Evans, and then Pine last.
Okay, poor Pine.
Oh, man, why are we hating on Pine?
No, we're not. We love him. We love all of them. So that's trending this morning. Meghan Trainor is trending this morning. She and her husband Daryl Sabara have revealed that they are having a boy. She made the reveal on Kelly Clarkson's show yesterday.
Do you know the gender of the baby yet?
We've never told anyone, so I'm gonna...
You haven't told you?
No, I saved it for you, Kelly. I love
you. Oh my gosh! Are you excited? Was it what you thought you were pregnant with?
No, because I did all those, like, look online of, like, how fast the heartbeat, where do your hips go, and I was like, oh, it must be this. I was wrong.
Oh,
okay, they're gonna tell you because they never get to tell anyone.
It's a boy!
A son it is. She says she hasn't bought anything yet for the baby. She's halfway through the pregnancy, hasn't bought a single baby thing because she said she didn't know when you're supposed to start buying stuff. There's really no rules, but I would recommend, you know, starting to get some things together. Maybe Megan has a holiday album due out on October 30th.
Maybe some of the basics.
A crib would be good.
Diapers?
Bassinet. Some clothes, some onesies. Yeah, stuff like that. You'll be fine, though. You got plenty of time. Also trending this morning, stress eating is trending. A new survey says millennials and Gen Z are among the highest stress eaters during this pandemic. The survey also showed that stress eating is up with parents, too. That's why many have reported putting on the dreaded COVID-19 15 pounds. Many are using this time to start fresh and set new fitness goals. But experts say if your eating habits have changed, it's time to get back on track before the holidays come around. Because
you're
going to have a new set of problems to deal with.
Yeah. Halloween candy, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Oh, man, we're doomed.
Are you a stress eater?
There are times, like if I'm having a stressful day, sometimes I'll turn to breakfast for dinner. And to me, that's very comforting. It's nothing over the top. It would be three eggs, three pieces of toast. It's just a comforting meal for me.
I'm not a stress eater, but I'm a PMS eater. Mm. When I was PMSing a few days ago, it was Sunday. I remember it was Sunday dinner and we had cooked dinner and I usually, you know, have smaller, just regular portions. And I was like full on portions. I was like, I'm so hungry. I cannot help myself.
It was so
bizarre. And then finally this morning, speaking of food, Taco Bell is trending for the ninth year in a row. The fast food chain is giving away free Doritos Locos Tacos for their postseason Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion. Great news. Free tacos are coming in game one of the World Series. Los Angeles Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts stole second base in the fifth inning against the Tampa Bay Rays last night. Mookie must like tacos because he was the taco hero back in 2018 in the World Series when he stole a base for the Boston Red Sox. So if you want your free taco, they will be available in restaurants on October 28th. We'll probably remind you as it comes closer, but a week from today, you can get your free taco courtesy of Mookie Betts, and that is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1286.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6 o'clock on Wednesday, October 21st, 10 days out from Halloween. And the Halloween discussions finally have begun in my house as far as dressing up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, this is something my kids plan 2 months in advance. And just yesterday, finally, Brooklyn's like, what should I be for Halloween? I'm like, I don't know. You've got like 10 days to figure it out. And so here's the thing. Her sister doesn't really dress up anymore. Her sister's older and she likes to, you know, just kind of, you know.
She's a teen. There comes a time. We get it.
So what Brooklyn wants to be requires another person. And so she asked Sophie, will you please dress up with me? And Sophie said no. So now Brooklyn is very upset that she does not have a partner for her costume.
Can mom step in?
I suppose I could, but she didn't really ask me, and I didn't offer.
There's time. We got 10 days.
So I think she just really had her heart set on her sister doing it. So I like pulled Sophie aside. I'm like, you know, it'd only be for a couple of hours. You think you could do it? She's like, I don't want to dress up.
Do you want to say what it is? Is it what it is a factor in your and Sophie not wanting to do it?
I don't have an issue with saying it, but let me just double check with Brooklyn to make sure like this is not supposed to be some grand surprise, because it's not an outfit that I've never seen before. Like a lot of people dress up like this, but it's a two person outfit.
It's not that horse where there's two people inside the thing. She needs the butt.
Well, it's early. I'm sure I can say it. So she wants to be She wants to be Mario, and she wants Sophie to be Luigi, and Sophie's like, first of all, I don't want to be Luigi. Second of all, I don't want to dress up. And I told Brooklyn, I'm like, you know, Mario's Mario. You don't need Luigi.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it completes it if I have a Luigi. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what to tell you. So she's pretty upset now. And I'm trying to think of something else for her to be. But nothing is like, I don't know. Do you ever know that person who literally will turn down every idea you have, no matter how good?
Throwing it out there.
I'm like, this. How about this? How about this? It's like, no, 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 no. So I don't know. That was kind of the discussion last night. I told her you can be Mario by yourself. Mario has all those friends. Could you imagine if you had to have all those friends? No, it's fine. You'll be fine.
And it is Mario. I mean, it's player one. It's Mario. That's the lead right there. When you play with your friend, I mean, you always want to be Mario. Luigi, to me, was kind of the cast-off. Like, I'm Luigi. All right, I'll still play. That's cool. I'm Luigi. But when you play by yourself, you're Mario. She's the lead.
Yeah.
She's leading the story. She can totally do it by herself.
That's what I think.
And I think you would make a great Luigi, by the way.
I mean, I will do it for my child. If my child wants me to do it, I will do it. But I really don't think that she needs me.
Well, Matt can be Luigi. It doesn't be mom on this one. Dad can step in on this one.
That'll be a hard no. He does not like dressing up unless it's something scary. He likes to be scary and scare the children. But he's not going to scare many people being Luigi unless he's like zombie Luigi.
Yeah, zombie Luigi could be something. Oh, I'm glad she has an outfit in mind. And there still is time with 10 days, I think, to kind of sort it out. And maybe when her older sister over to step in and play the role of Luigi.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, that was kind of the issue last night for us. Are you planning on doing like Halloween, passing out candy? Do you think you're going to get trick-or-treaters? I can't gauge.
Same thing. I can't gauge in my neighborhood, but there's more and more houses that are really going over the top with the decorations. My direct neighbor to my left, I call him the pilot because he's a pilot. His house is over the top. It looks so good. So many times at night, I find myself standing outside in my backyard, just mesmerized by his front yard. He's got lights. He's got spiders. It looks really good. I mentioned Ponytail Pete that moved into my neighborhood. New neighbor. He's got a really nice ponytail. He just put out his decorations, and he has a really over-the-top spread with lights that he keeps on all night. So a lot of houses in my neighborhood are decorated. So I'm thinking we'll get some kids. Here is the thing, though. I'm going to be out of town on Halloween. I'm not going to be home.
Oh, so it doesn't matter, really.
Yeah, we are planning, though, because when I saw my neighbor, the pilot, I told him, like, hey, I got to tell you, my wife and I are loving the house. It looks great this year because he's normally out of town for Halloween. And he's like, yeah, you know, Halloween's big for us. My daughter, he has a little girl. He's like, my daughter loves Halloween. It's her favorite holiday, so I figured I'd go over the top. So we will put together something for his daughter and take it over. I got a little candy bag or something for his daughter for Halloween. But outside of that, I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, well, then you don't have to worry about it. I wouldn't even decorate either, because then that gives the false hope that you are there if trick-or-treaters do come by.
Yeah.
And then nobody answers. So I
got a lecture.
That's just my opinion.
That is a great point, because you see a house decorated and lit up. You're like, oh, this house is ready to go. And then we're banging on the door and no one's home. I did get a lecture from my mom over the weekend about not decorating for Halloween. She told me that younger JC would be so disappointed, because I didn't realize I did this, but around Halloween time, when you drive to the neighborhood, and if a house didn't have decorations, I would always point out to my mom, like, why don't they have decorations? What's wrong with them? Why aren't they celebrating Halloween? And she reminded me of that. And she's like, if 10-year-old JC were to see himself today, he would be so disappointed.
Yeah, well, I do agree with that, too.
Yeah.
I would just worry about, you know, being there for the kids, like, oh, we're going to go get all this candy here, and then no, there's no one there. you know, but exactly. I do get it. I do get it both ways.
They see the house decorated for a couple days. They know, okay, that house is decorated. They're going to be handing out stuff for Halloween. They go there on Halloween night, no one home. Next thing you know, they're throwing eggs at my house.
Well, I don't think they're... Hopefully they won't do that, but I guess you got to be prepared for everything.
Yes. Coming up here, we do have some dirt. And Shawn Mendes, he has a big reveal about all of his music details. Coming up in 7 minutes. Taylor Swift, Cardigan on Mix 94.1.
No. Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the morning.
Look at that.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Okay, in the new Shawn Mendes documentary, In Wonder, Shawn claims that Camila Cabello was the inspiration for his entire catalog. Take a listen to this.
My song comes on the radio or something, and I'm like, everything is about you. It's always, they've always been about you. She goes, what do you mean? I'm like, they're all about you. Like every song I've ever wrote.
That's pretty flattering. And they feature her in the documentary trailer I saw.
Yeah, now In Wonder hits Netflix on November 23rd. Some of us were wondering if they were still together. I think, obviously, with what we see there and here, things are pretty good between the two of them.
Well, it was filmed a while back.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be awkward?
That would be real awkward.
I mean, I'm hoping they are, but...
Like, yeah, I know. Every song where they said is about her. Well, yeah, well, we're no longer together. Oh, bummer.
Oh, well.
Ryan Seacrest, he was off live for the past 2 days because he had a cough. And the protocols on the show is you got to get tested. So he stayed home. He got tested. Came back negative for COVID. So he'll be back in studio today, back on TV today. But he was off for a couple days because he had a lingering cough going on.
I like that they erred on the side of caution, though.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just going and not telling anyone I have a cough, oh, and then getting everyone else sick.
The Fast and Furious movies have been a major attraction at the box office for almost 20 years. But it is coming to an end. Eventually. We're still waiting on F9, which has been delayed because of the pandemic. But then Universal has greenlit two more Fast and Furious movies. The 10th and the 11th are going to be coming out, and they're saying that this will be the final two in the series.
Wow, coming to an end.
I don't know why, but anytime I hear Fast and Furious, I think of you.
Yeah, I really liked the first one, and then they just kind of lost me. It just got to be too much.
Numbers 2 through 8 didn't do anything for you?
I think I saw the second one, and I'm sure it was good, and then I was just like, I can't keep up. I'm so confused.
There's a lot going on. There will soon be a few Tiger King movies coming out, and Nicolas Cage is going to be playing Joe Exotic in one of them. And Cage sat down with Marilyn Manson for Interview Magazine and said that while he lives in Las Vegas still, he hasn't gambled in 30 years, and there's a reason for that. Cage apparently turned $200 into $20,000 playing roulette in the Bahamas. This was 30 years ago. He said that he immediately went to an orphanage, handed over the money, and never gambled again. Cage said, because if I did, it would ruin the power of that moment.
Yeah, that's very true. Being able to walk away from something like that, though, when you're doing so well, that's difficult.
Yeah. Man, Cage. And he's still in Las Vegas, by the way. He says he's just been kind of... been in lockdown for the past 5 months, but he's still here living in Las Vegas. So the fall TV season is starting to pick up. Tonight we do have game 2 of the World Series, the Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays. That game is at 5 o'clock. The CMT Music Awards are tonight as well. And then as far as season premieres, we have the 1 hour, 8th season premiere of The Goldbergs, 8 o'clock on ABC. The Conners, 9 o'clock on ABC. So ABC is rolling out the new shows. And then the season premiere of Black-ish, 9:30 on ABC tonight.
Some new stuff.
Yeah, our shows are coming
back. Yeah, I like it.
Coming up next hour, we do have more dirt. A former producer of The Bachelor reveals a very dirty secret about the show. I'll give you the details at 7:15.
Don't.
Mix 94.1, it is 21 Pilots Heathens. It is Mercedes in the morning, 6:33. Want to take a moment and wish Taylor a happy birthday. Taylor is turning 13 years old today. Her mom just texted us on the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400 and said, please wish her a happy 13th birthday. Welcome to your teens, Taylor. That is very exciting. Hopefully you're having a little small party. You can't have a big birthday party right now. These are the times, but you can have a big one maybe for your 14th and with a theme and everything, you know, make it special.
As you mentioned, my wife, and hey, by the way, Taylor, happy birthday. I remember my 13th birthday. Enjoy it. Happy birthday, Taylor. My wife is jealous of a 5-year-old over something regarding a birthday party and a theme. Our friends down in Arizona, their daughter turned 5 over the weekend and she had a little theme party and it was a horse theme party. horses everywhere, as in like pictures and posters and stuff. And she had a horse cake and little horse hats and everything. And my wife, loving horses so much, she saw the post and she made a comment. She's like, JC, rinse and repeat for my birthday. So next year, for my wife's birthday, she wants a horse-themed birthday party.
Oh, my gosh. She never had one as a child? So she's trying to relive her childhood? Because, I mean, obviously she loves horses, but I doubt she's truly jealous of a five-year-old.
Yeah, no,
she just wants a nice little theme.
Yeah, there was some sarcasm. That, yeah, I don't think she's going to go after this five-year-old. Darn you!
Why did you do this?
Shows up and smashes her cake. Listen, kid, I wanted this. Yeah, it was such an adorable birthday party. And when you love horses and you see this party, it's just so cute. Did you have a theme party when you were a kid, and what was it?
I'm trying to think. I don't think I ever had a theme. It was all just like my friends would come over to my house. We would have pizza. My mom would make a cake. We'd play games or whatever. One time I had a surprise birthday at a pizza place. Pizza was the theme always. That's my theme, pizza. But no, I never had one. My sister, every year, though, she had a theme birthday because she was born in October. So her birthday was always a costume party. So it was always dress up. And it was so cool. I was always so jealous because we couldn't have a costume party for myself in April. I guess we could, but we didn't.
Yeah.
So I never really had a theme birthday. Did you have a theme birthday?
I remember, same thing though. For me growing up, friends would just come to the house. We'd have a piñata. My mom would make a cake or something. But I do remember one year having a Transformers themed birthday party. And it was like an Optimus Prime cake. I remember that. It was still like a sheet cake, but it was like an Optimus Prime like drawing on top of it, icing on top of it. And I remember the party hats. They were Transformer themed hats and Transformer plates. And like Transformer trinkets on the table and stuff like that. So it was a Transformer theme party. I was 25 at the time.
That was, yeah, right. So what was your theme party when you were a kid? Did you have one? Or is that more of like current day? I do remember my sister having that. I think my brother may have had he had a Power Rangers birthday party. I remember that. Everything was decorated Power Rangers in my house. And I think he even had an outfit that looked like Power Rangers.
That's adorable.
It was super cute. What was your theme for your birthday? 702-364-9400. Brianne just posted on our Facebook page. She says, LOL, it's my birthday today. Happy birthday, Brianne. She says, as a kid, it was usually Disney princesses. Yes, my daughters both had Disney princess themes at one point or another. But that's a very popular one.
And then they dressed up as their favorite princess?
They didn't. It was just decorations, really. It wasn't something that they did themselves. But let's take your calls here. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Diane.
Diane, did you have a theme birthday party?
I had one theme birthday party. My mom kind of forgot about my 16th birthday, which is she was very busy, a great mom. Working tons of jobs. But so when I turned 32, she had a birthday party called 16 times 2.
Oh, to make up for that 16th birthday?
Right.
That is the sweetest thing. Did you go get your license again?
Yes, I did it all.
Waited in line at the DMV for 4 hours.
Oh, that is the sweetest thing ever. I can't. That just makes me so happy to hear that. You know, sometimes moms and dads, they get busy and it's not that they don't love you. They just, life gets in the way. And that's nice of her to do that. We're getting a bunch of texts here. Tie-dye theme birthday party. That would be cool. Strawberry shortcake. 8th birthday. This one says Superman, and I cried out of excitement and called him my boyfriend. And another Superman themed birthday party for, I think, my 5th birthday. I was in love with Superman. My dad's best friend called our house. Oh yeah, so he showed up pretending to be Superman, and she was crying.
Oh, that's cool.
That's great.
Superman shows up to your party. That'd be pretty cool.
Can you come over, Superman? Oh, no. It'll take me a while. No. I see how fast you're supposed to move. What's a speeding bullet? Get over here now.
You can't open a jar. Superman, can you get this? I can't. The jar is stuck. Is it made of kryptonite? The Hot 3 is coming up next. What do we got?
All right. We are going to talk about, speaking of themes, What's the most attractive Halloween costume? Is there a theme to this? We're going to talk about that. Also, the most important inventions of all time. And another story. I'm still trying to find it. We'll talk about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
Did you know you can take Mix 94.1 with you anywhere? All you have to do is download the radio.com app.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
All right. Disney is not happy. California's new COVID guidance will effectively keep some theme parks closed until next summer.
Whoa.
Yeah. Disneyland not happy at all with what it calls arbitrary and unworkable guidelines for reopening. The president of Disneyland Resort says California is ignoring the fact that they've proven they can welcome guests back safely. He claims they're being held to a vastly different standard than other businesses that have reopened. The theme park found out yesterday that it has to wait until Orange County is in the yellow tier to allow 25% capacity. Health officials think that will happen by next summer. Now, right now, the county is in the red, which means a high risk of spreading coronavirus. Universal Studios Hollywood, Legoland, Knott's Berry Farm, and other larger parks are also slamming the new guidelines.
Man, that's a big pill to swallow right there.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, I get it. We have to make safety the priority. Mm-hmm. I just thought that I don't know how it's working in Disney World. But I thought maybe if they use those same guidelines, maybe they could make it happen. I know they've opened Downtown Disney, and that in and of itself has become like the vacation. People are driving down to Anaheim so they can just walk around Downtown Disney because they just want their Disney fix. I thought they could make something work, but apparently not. They're just, they're going to hold off. Next summer, man, though, that's way longer than I expected.
Yeah, I thought maybe, too, that 25% capacity, a low capacity amount, smaller amount of people in there, at least get things open, up and running, and get, because Disney just did, 28,000 layoffs or something like that last month?
Yeah, a lot. It's crazy.
Get things up and running to I don't know, get things stimulated out there. But, man, yeah, that seems like a far away summer. That's the back at the beginning of the pandemic, though. We started with the lockdown.
It was like going to be a couple of
weeks.
Yeah,
a couple of weeks.
Again, though, there's surges, and it's that time of year, so I do understand. Also this morning, so I always thought that the movie Mean Girls kind of summed up the most attractive of type of Halloween costume, lingerie and some sort of animal ears. But I guess that was way off. According to a new survey by dating.com, almost 3/4 of people say funny costumes are the most attractive. The distant runners up were cute costumes and scary costumes. More than half of people say political costumes are the least sexy. The survey also found about 1 in 5 single people use a picture of them in a Halloween costume as one of their pictures on their dating profiles. So you really want to, if you think this might be how you're represented on a dating website, take that into account when you get dressed up this Halloween.
And hopefully they know it's your picture. Man, nice Freddy Krueger costume. Yeah. I had bad acne scars, man. Back down. Sorry.
I had a striped shirt. You know, I don't know. Finally, this morning, we might have put radio a little higher on this list, but maybe we're biased. A new survey ranked the 20 most important inventions of all time. And radio just missed the top 10 at number 11. Still important, but apparently there are 10 other inventions that are more important than radio.
Okay, let's see.
What would you guess? Inventions that are really, that were important.
It's got to be high up. I didn't see the list, but I'm guessing electricity. We all use electricity for everything.
That
powers
was number
everything.
One. You're always serious? Getting number one, man. You are smart. One, electricity, or technically harnessing electricity, number one.
Well, think about it. It's such a big invention. It's pretty obvious to me. Electricity would be number one. Now, number two, the toilet, number two.
The toilet, no, that is not on the list. The telephone is number two, followed by vaccines, the light bulb, the internet, television, computers, cars, anesthesia, and airplanes. Those are the top 10 most important inventions of all time.
Oh, I'd like to add one.
What's that?
Screws.
Screws?
Think about it. If we all of a sudden removed all the screws in existence, everything would come crumbling down.
All you need is duct tape and some super glue. I could make anything stick with those two things. With anesthesia being number nine, that's one of those things that you kind of take for granted until you really need it. And I was reading about it. Before 1846, do you know what they would do if someone, if you had to operate on someone and there was no anesthesia? Do you know what they did?
Get them liquored up?
They would drug people up with opiates, or they would get people drunk. So could you imagine, like, I'm about to go into surgery. Shots! Let's do shots, everyone. I'm about to go into surgery.
You're all hyped up, boozed up. Yeah, let's do it. Cut me open, doc.
Worst hangover ever. And then you have to deal with the recovery, too. So that does not sound like fun.
Next hour, we do have The Dirt. A former producer of The Bachelor reveals a dirty secret about the show. I'll give you the details coming up at 7:15. It's JP Sachs, Julia Michaels, Mix 94.1.
I was distracted.
That's Britney Spears on Mix 94.1. It is almost 7 o'clock, Mercedes in the morning. Britney Spears, she is, don't you think, the most popular music artist to come out of the state of Louisiana? Would you say that? Can you think of anyone more famous that comes out of Louisiana?
Oh,
Britney Spears.
Is there? So I go to New Orleans, some jazz singer maybe that I don't know the name of, but off the top of my head, I'm going to say Britney Spears, but I'm sure there is someone bigger.
Bigger than Britney Spears? Think about that. Like you just said, some jazz singer I don't know the name of. So how is that even going to be bigger than Britney Spears?
Good point. Yeah, but I'm trying. Like, the only person I can think of is Britney Spears. I'm sure there's a lot more.
Cosmopolitan magazine, they put out this list of the most popular music artists from each state. So what is your home state, and who do you think is the most popular musical artist from your state? I'm curious to see if this matches up. 702-364-9400 is our number. Tell us your home state, and tell us who you think is the most popular musical artist to come out of your home state, and let's see if you're correct. So let's go to your home state, JC. You're from Pennsylvania.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Who do you think is the most popular music artist to come out of Pennsylvania?
If we go back into like the 80s, people would say it's Daryl Hall. But then the 90s came around and Boyz II Men came on the scene. So I think Boyz II Men would have knocked Daryl Hall off the list. And then Taylor Swift came on the scene, and Taylor Swift knocked them both off the list. Taylor Swift.
Now, I don't know about your road to get there, but I will tell you that Taylor Swift is correct. Swift is the most popular music artist to come out of Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Morning, Kirk.
Kirk, okay. What's your home state?
Well, I'm from here, but coming out of Louisiana, Louis Armstrong, born in New Orleans.
Now we have the debate. Is Louis Armstrong bigger than Britney Spears? Which one do you want to vote for, Kirk?
I would say Louis Armstrong.
I mean, I have so much respect for him, but I just think if you went to 10 random people, I don't know.
No, I see what you're saying. I think Louis Armstrong has done much more for music than Britney Spears, more legendary than Britney Spears. But yes, on face value.
Like on a name.
On a name? Get any kid out here, they're going to be like Britney Spears.
Yeah, that's just any adult too.
Yeah.
Most adults. But yeah, that's a valid argument. I will definitely take that. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Good morning. My name's Beth.
Beth, okay. What's your home state?
My home state's Washington.
Washington. Okay, I'm looking at the list. I've got the answer. Who do you think is the biggest musical act to come out of the state of Washington?
Well, I have two of them. I would say either Nirvana or Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, pick one, because I'll tell you, you've got the answer. You just got.
I would have to say Nirvana.
It's Nirvana. Nirvana is the biggest musical act. You're good. You know, I love how people are paying tribute, though, to some of these legends before, like, the big name. I love that.
Your home state, Colorado.
Okay, so I know the answer here, but it's not what I would have said. I thought it was The Fray, the group. Because I didn't know.
What?
I didn't know.
The Fray.
I didn't know that this group was from Colorado. That's why. I couldn't think of anyone that was like,
Who else
is from Colorado?
I don't know. Is John Denver from Colorado?
Are you saying that just because his last name is Denver?
No, because there's a song about
Rocky Mountain High. He was born in New Mexico, actually.
Oh, well, okay. He has New Mexico for sure. Rest in peace.
The answer for Colorado, does anyone want to guess? Because I didn't know they were from there. If anyone's from Colorado, who do you think is the biggest musical act to come out of Colorado? Because this one surprised me.
Starship.
I didn't know. Starship. Oh, my gosh, no. Hey, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Well, this is Kim.
Kim, what's your home state?
Michigan.
Okay.
Guys, I know it.
Well, let her guess first, and then you can guess. Okay, go ahead. What do you think?
I have two guesses, but number one, I'm going to say Eminem, and number two would be Ted Nugent.
Okay.
Oh, Eminem. Wait. You're forgetting Bob Seger.
Oh, wow. Oh, can I tell you that you out of all those three guesses, you don't have it? You don't have it. You want to take one more guess?
Nugent?
Not Nugent.
Seger?
Not Seger.
Man, Bob Seger's
not Eminem.
No idea.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Lizzo!
No.
That's what they
say. I love Lizzo. Listen, she's a doll, but she's not bigger than Bob Seger. Sorry. I'm sorry. I got to hold my ground on this one.
Oh, well, hey, Cosmopolitan would disagree. I actually thought it was Eminem, but Eminem is on the list for Missouri. So did he grow up in Missouri?
Was he just born there and his family moved to Detroit, 8 Mile?
I don't know. All right, so quickly, I'll go back to Colorado. Colorado, the answer was One Republic. I didn't realize they were from Colorado.
I'd give them that over the fray. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. And the one you've all been waiting for, Nevada. Biggest musical act to come out of Nevada, according to Cosmopolitan Magazine, is...
Oh, sorry, Imagine Dragons, The Killers.
Yeah, you should be sorry, because the answer is Imagine Dragons.
Ah!
If you guys want to know your state, text us on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400. Take a guess, and I'll send you back the answer. I'll get to as many as I can. Or I could just post this list and make it easier for everyone.
Big Head Todd and the Monsters?
They're from Colorado? Yes, yeah. I saw them in concert when I was in college. That's funny.
You don't rank them above the fray?
No, I don't. Did they have their music played on Grey's Anatomy? No.
Oh, good point.
So, I look, I'm not saying that there's a cavalcade of musical talent coming out of Colorado. I just forgot One Republic was from Colorado.
All right, coming up, we have The Dirt. A former producer of The Bachelor reveals a dirty secret about the show. Ladies, I want to get your reaction to this and see what they're secretly doing to women on The Bachelor. Details coming up at 7:15. Gabby Barrett, Charlie Puth, I hope, on Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Reality TV producers, they use a ton of tricks to kind of guide their shows in certain directions, but this one seems a little underhanded. The producers of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette use the ladies' periods against them. The girl flu. We were just talking about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So a former producer says they like to interview the women during that time of the month to increase the drama. They added this, saying this. So are girls now crying mid-interview about nothing or being reactionary to things that are super small? It helped the producers because now you've got someone who is emotional and all you want is emotion.
It's pretty underhanded, but I get it. I mean, that's our biological makeup, man. It just happens.
So now on The Bachelor, you have many women under one roof. And is that true that women under the same roof start to kind of cycle at the same time?
It's happened to me and my daughter. Like, we're on the same one now. And boy, my husband looks forward to that. He must love that.
Today is, and you say that, I think we're talking about your older daughter. In my mind, she's not old enough to do that.
I know.
She's still a little girl.
She's
Come on.
Mortified that I even said that right now. I wish. Oh. Can I take that back? Am I allowed to take that back, please? Pretend I didn't say that.
Out of my mind. Never happened.
Thank you.
Do you know what today is? Today is a very special day.
It is October 21st.
Yes, go on.
It is Kane Brown's birthday.
Okay, that's important too.
Other than that, I don't know. Jurassic Park?
No, Back to the Future.
Oh, Back to the Future.
Very similar, though. Today is Back to the Future Day because it was October 21st, 2015, that Marty and Doc went to the Back to the Future 2.
Oh, okay, okay.
So here we are 5 years after the date that they went to the future. And
nothing happened.
No.
Nothing good happened. We're in a pandemic. Yay.
Yeah. That
would, yay, fun.
That would have been like probably an unbelievable, like you wouldn't believe that movie. Hey, Doc, I went to the future and there's this pandemic. They're all wearing masks and they got to stay inside. What?
No one would have believed that. Like that movie was so far-fetched. I'm sorry, but.
This is interesting today. So Back to the Future today. Back to the Future Day. Entertainment Tonight just released this. Ben Stiller auditioned for the role of Marty McFly in Back to the Future. And we have the audio of his audition.
So what are your parents like? Are they as square as mine?
Lorraine, lately I've come to the conclusion that I don't know anything about my parents.
Hey, why are you so nervous?
Well, have you ever been like in a situation where, well, you know you have to act a certain way, but when you get there, you're not sure you can really go through with it?
Like when you're out on a first date with someone?
Well, sort of.
He wasn't that good. I'm just watching it. He's
yeah,
a great...
I'm just waiting for him to be like, I'm ridiculously good looking. What is this? A skateboard for ants?
A time machine for ants?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's funny. What if they would have been Back to the Future, gone forward and been like, oh, who is this baby born? It's Baby Kane. And then like all these years later, it's Kane Brown.
All these things happening. So Miley Cyrus is working on a Metallica covers album.
I heard her. They had a snippet of one of the songs.
What do you think? You're a Metallica fan? You like Miley Cyrus? What do you think of this?
I love Miley Cyrus. I think she is so talented. So I am, as much as I love Metallica, I want to hear this. I do.
I think she'll do a good job. Now, there's some artists. What do you think of these? These are artists that have covered legendary songs. Here's Avril Lavigne covering Imagine.
It's hard to take a classic like that from John Lennon and remake it, but I think it sounds pretty. I obviously prefer the original, but I think she did a nice job.
Britney Spears covering Rolling Stones.
It's just different.
Yeah.
It's hard to compare these songs.
And then
it's Britney, so I'm not going to hate on it.
Last one here. No spoilers, but nothing beats a good plot twist. And the website The Ringer ranked the best 50 spoilers, or I'm sorry, twist in movies and TV shows. I won't say what the spoiler is, but I'll give you the top five here, okay?
Okay.
Number five is Fight Club.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what that one is.
Number four, The Usual Suspects.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. That was the first thing I thought of.
Number three, The Sixth Sense.
Yes.
Number two is a certain scene in Game of Thrones.
A certain scene. It's not spoiling it if you say the scene, is it? Because I know what I'm thinking. The Red Wedding?
Yeah, the Red Wedding. Yeah,
that's. I don't think... Well, I mean, yeah, you don't know what happens, but there's something that happens.
That's number two. And then, according to this, the best plot twist, The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
I think we all know that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right. Coming up here in 3 minutes, one of the most popular artists from certain states that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, I posted that list, by the way. It's on our website at mix941.fm, and I posted it on our social channels if you want to see who's from your state.
One of the artists that we mentioned is coming up in 3 minutes, and it's not Bob Seger. It's Mix94.1.
Oh, wow. That's One Republic on Mix 94.1. We learned earlier this morning that One Republic is the most popular music artist to come out of the state of Colorado. That is number one. I thought it was The Fray being from Colorado, but I was mistaken, partially because I did not know One Republic was from Colorado.
It is the first band you thought of, so you went with The Fray. I can see it.
If you want to see that list and see who it is from your state, we posted it on our website at mix941.fm. It's 7:31. I was just thinking about something you were talking about in the Daily Dirt, that whole Ben Stiller nugget that you gave us.
He auditioned for the role of Marty McFly in Back to the Future. obviously didn't get it and went to Michael J. Fox, and the rest is history.
It was just such an iconic role, and I thought Michael J. Fox was perfect for it. But can you imagine if just Michael J. Fox had a bad day that day and Ben Stiller had a great day that day on the audition, and it would have flip-flopped? And what if Ben Stiller was Marty McFly? And what if Michael J. Fox was Zoolander? Like, what? There's so many what-ifs. If you could go back, I wonder if you asked Ben Stiller, if you could go back and get that part, would you? Because it totally changed the trajectory of his life. But do you ever look back and think, man, if I could go back and change one thing in my life, what would you change? And I know it changes the trajectory, but maybe there's just one little thing you did that you just really regret. Do you have anything like that? What's the one thing you would go back and change in your life if you could? 702-364-9400. What would it be for you?
Are we going heavy or are we going light? Or can it be both?
Give us both. Sure, why not?
Okay, well, I think of light. This goes back to 2001, 2002. I was in D.C. I would fly out to Vegas a lot for the weekend and just party with friends and stuff. And I came out one weekend. It was Sunday morning. I was getting ready to go to the airport. My buddies were like, dude, stay one more day. Call in sick tomorrow. I'm like, no, I got to get back to work. I can't miss a day of work. And like, no, come on, we got a cabana at the Hard Rock. I'm like, no, I got to fly home. So I flew home, and I remember landing that night and checking my voicemail messages. My buddies still went. They got their cabana. Their cabana that day was right next to Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, who were, I think, either engaged or dating at the time. And they ended up spending the afternoon drinking and partying with Ben Affleck and J-Lo. So as a light thing, man, if I would have just stayed that day, I could have hung out and party with them. That would have been an awesome time. So that's kind of like on the lighter slide. On the heavier side, it comes to when you like losing a loved one. My grandfather passed away 5-6 years ago, and the weekend of his funeral, I had to go to a wedding, and I wish I would have chosen to fly back to Pennsylvania for the funeral itself, for the services.
Oh yeah.
Instead of going to the wedding, I felt like obligated. Friend's wedding, I need to be there. Looking back, I wish I would have flown home for his funeral. And then just one more quick one is going back to when I lost my grandmother in 1994. I remember the week before she passed away, she called the house to just check in with my mom, and she wanted to talk to me. My mom's like, your grandma wants to say hi. And I picked up the phone, and I talked to her for like 30 seconds, but I was just very annoyed. Like, I got stuff to do. I don't have time to talk to my grandmother. I was just taking things for granted, not knowing she's going to pass away a week later. So I wish I could go back in time and enjoy that conversation more.
There's a lot of those little things that boil down to you not appreciating someone or something while you had it and thinking it would be there forever. What would it be for you if you could go back and change one thing in your life? What would you change? 702-364-9400. Good morning. Oh, we lost you. I wish I would go back and change that phone line disconnected. that's what I would pick.
What would it be for you?
I think this is a small thing, but I just, every time I think about it, I cringe. I just cringe. Like, how could you have done that? I remember I was a teenager, and my curfew was really early, like really early. It was like 10 o'clock, I think. And I went out with my friends one night, and I called my mom and I said, Mom, I'm going to be late. I'm not going to get back. And can I extend my curfew till 11? She's like, fine, just tonight. And I was like, sweet. Well, 11 came and went. I kind of lost track of time. Part of me thinks I just didn't really care. And I ended up getting home at midnight. And I walked in, and my dad was waiting right there for me on the stairs, just sitting there waiting. And I was like, ugh. And I was just a brat teenager, a brat. And he's like, you know, we gave you till 11, how disrespectful you are. And I looked at him and I said, I hate you.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I will, just thinking about that, I'm like, why did I say that? That was, gosh, what a brat you were. And it just eats at me to this day. Like, how, I can't think of anything more hurtful than your child telling you that they hate you. Because if my kids ever did that to me, and who knows, maybe payback's going to be a B and I'm going to get it. But I can't imagine what that would feel like. A knife got stuck into my heart.
Do you remember his reaction, what he said when he said it to him?
I kind of think I think he just looked at me blankly, but I know he was hurt because, like, things weren't the same for a long time after that. It was just kind of like we see, you know, hi, Dad, hi. And I hurt him. I hurt him bad by saying that. And I just, if I could go back, even though we, you know, I screwed up, I just wish I would have never said that. I wish I would have said something else, like, you know, even if I was still a brat, like, well, you know, here's my excuse. I just wish I never said those three words. That was the worst thing I could have ever done.
Yeah, a couple things. You said you were a bratty teenager going through that phase. A lot of people went through that phase as a teenager. I think it's something that just teens deal with, the angst and anger, and they don't know how to unleash it and get your thoughts out properly. But then also, too, have you ever spoken to your mom about this? We lost your father a few years ago. Have you ever spoken to your mom about that night? Because maybe she knows how he reacted to it, because maybe he came out to bed that night and he was kind of laughing off, like, oh my gosh, she's in a mood today. She just told me she hates me. Ugh. Man, can you believe that kid? And your mom's like, really? She's like, yeah, she's, oh, that kid. Or did he come upstairs and was he very upset about it? Does your mom know how your dad handled that situation? Because maybe to him, he understood, he came out to bed. Man, our kid's a brat right now. She just said she hates me. Can you believe that? Can you top that one? I don't think you can. Man, I'm going to bed.
Just knowing him, it hurt him. And part of me is too scared to find out the truth. Because what if she affirms that? What if she says, yeah, that was the worst thing you could have ever done to your dad, ever. And that would just break my heart even more that I did that. So that would be the one thing I would go back and change.
What if you came home that night? How would you have done it differently? Like, okay, you're back now. You're walking up to the front door. You open the door, and I'm your dad just sitting there just looking at my watch. How would you handle that differently?
You know, I would have just got there on time at 10 o'clock like I was supposed to. That's how I would have handled it. I would have just obeyed my curfew. Yes, I didn't agree with it, but I wish I would have done that.
Now, next morning, you wake up, you come down to breakfast, and your dad says to you, Mercedes, you've been handling your curfew at 10 o'clock sharp. You never miss it. You know what? We're going to extend it moving forward. You now can stay out to midnight moving forward.
That was my Back to the Future moment. How things would have changed, and I wouldn't have this, like, hurt pain in my chest every time I think of it. That's one of those things. But I get it, especially on the things that you did. I thought about not going to my cousin's funeral because I didn't want to miss work. And you guys, listeners, you're like, you have to go. And I'm so glad that I did. So, yeah, little things like that. You don't want to have those regrets.
Yeah.
No regrets.
Yeah, that's life, though. And we're here at this present moment because of our past decisions.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Hot Three's coming up next. What do you got?
Well, speaking of hate...
Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande doing something cool for voters down in Florida who are in long lines like we are as well. She sent them some pizzas. So some cool things happening from Ariana Grande and those in line to vote down in Florida.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
If you had to pick a state that you liked the least, I don't like using the word hate, but... obviously, we're going to go there. Each of the states in the U.S. has been ranked based on a hatred index to determine which is the most hated state in the country. Now, the most hated states tend to have higher populations, and people seem to have strong opinions about them. So what do you think is the most hated state in the country?
I was going to say it's one of the Souths, like South Dakota or South Carolina, because we don't need two. You just be the Carolinas or the Dakotas.
It's neither of them.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess I can kind of understand.
You know, just make it some more work for everyone. Just become one state.
The most hated state is, according to the data, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. New Jersey is the number one most hated state in the country. That is followed by Texas, California, Oklahoma, and Florida. Those are your top five most hated states. Now, if you look at all the data, it's what's interesting is the least hated states. What state do you think, I like that state? There's nothing to hate about that state.
Hawaii.
That's a good answer. That's not in the top five.
It's not the top five.
When I think of the state, I'm like, don't know much about it, but I love potatoes.
Idaho. Gorgeous Idaho.
Idaho is number one. Have you been?
We drove through it going to Wyoming. It's stunning. It's beautiful.
Idaho is the number one least hated state in the country. That was followed by Utah, Washington, Nevada, and Arizona, the least hated states. It's nice to know we're on the least hated index, you know?
I spent a lot of time in New Jersey, and my honest opinion, it's not a bad state. Just from my experiences in New Jersey, it's been very nice.
I think that people just have this preconceived notion of what New Jersey, whatever. I've been in New Jersey to fly into the airport to go to New York, and I had no issues with it. I actually liked the airport because it's easier to get through than some of the other ones. Also this morning, Christmas tree shopping is going to look a lot different this year. You know, just like literally everything has looked a lot different this year. So Lowe's, they're offering a pretty sweet service for anyone who's worried about shopping for a tree in person. Starting next week, you can order a tree from them, and they're going to deliver it to you for free in 2 to 5 days. That seems like a really good solution, even if you're going to really miss the idea of that, you know, traditional going to the lot with your family to pick out a tree. But that's very convenient. And for free, you should probably tip your delivery person
yes.
if you're going the extra mile. But that's a neat little service that they're offering, I thought.
Bringing a tree to your house, not like dropping off. I mean, tip all the delivery service people out there. But someone's bringing a tree to your house, that's an awkward delivery.
I wonder if they're going to – see, that's the thing is I'm very particular when I get a real tree. On what the fullness and the type. So I wonder if you get to describe, or are they going to bring you like the Charlie Brown tree? And you're like, well, okay, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You have a certain style you like, right?
I like really full, bushy trees. I don't like the tall, skinny ones. And so my husband is opposite. He likes that. So we have to kind of meet in the middle somewhere. But the one year we got a real tree here in town, we've been artificial trees ever since. There was like a black widow's nest in it.
Oh.
Yeah, because I was looking at the tree and I'm thinking, we didn't put like, you know, those fake spider cobwebs that everybody uses to decorate for
Halloween?
For Halloween. I'm like, I didn't put any of that stuff on the tree because there was just this clump of web. And then I look inside and I'm like, oh my gosh. We threw out the tree before Christmas. Like, we just took off all the things and just got rid of the tree because I didn't even want to deal with that mess.
Well, it's not worth it. You see those videos online where you go to smash it, and next thing you know, there's like 100 spiders that come flying out of that thing all over your house. You don't want that.
Ever since then, we're artificial.
Smart.
All right. Finally, this morning, according to a new poll, 44% of drivers find their car confusing. Half of drivers say they don't even know the size of their engine, how to pop the hood, or how to refill their windshield washing fluid. Was this common stuff that you should know? Because, like, I don't know that stuff either.
You don't know the windshield washing fluid? That I can do.
To refill it?
Yeah.
No, I know how to turn it on. But if you tell me to go refill it, I have no idea.
I think you could.
Nope.
The windshield washer fluid?
I know what it looks like.
Yeah, sure.
I know how to pour it in. But if you tell me...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.